Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, welcome in. It's hour 3. And we're live. But it's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Justin Turner of the Dodgers joined us last hour. He was great. They start a 4-game set with the Nats. All-Star game is July 13th, so that's a couple Tuesdays from now. And Antoine Walker was good as well. Joy, have you ever... The downside to this show is that we have a big audience on Facebook and Twitter and TV and radio and digital. Well... A lot of people hear the show, and so the good news is advertisers want to come on the show because we have a lot of scale. We can move stuff, right? And that's good for us.
Right.
The bad news is if you and I like something and just mention it casually on the show, we can move business. We know that. This has happened. So occasionally I'll find something in life, and they're not an advertiser, and I want to talk about it so bad because it's so great, but I can't because I don't want there to be a line at this place.
Yeah, you had a
grocery store.
You had a grocery store, and then there was a Mexican restaurant.
I won't tell people.
That you won't tell people about.
No.
So you were being greedy about that too. And then there was your dentist. You didn't want to share your dentist either.
No, because I have a dentist. He's the world's best dentist, and he literally cleans your teeth in like 9 minutes with lasers. But if I say, here's this guy... And then you'll look him up, and I'm not joking.
No, you won't be able to get an appointment.
Can't get an appointment. So I am very selfish. And so I have found a coffee place that does the world's best. I'm sure of it. It's a survey somewhere. The world's best iced coffee. In fact, I have seen multiple people. The other day I saw the guy that created, what's that show, with Ray Romano. Very funny show. Rosenthal. Phil Rosenthal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he created the Ray Romano show.
Everybody Loves Raymond?
Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah, he's a food critic now, and I saw him there at my place. I was going to go up and talk to him, but we kind of looked at each other as if to say, let's not tell anybody we're here. It's the world's best iced coffee.
I'm not a big iced coffee person.
Either was I. I never was into it until I found the Pot O' Gold. I go after today's show, I will drive there and get in line.
I might have to follow you.
Yeah.
Well, if you see Colin Cowherd, share it with the rest of us since he won't. Is it because of special ice? Because ice makes a big difference in things.
It's the ice. It's the way they add the sugar. There's something about it that is different. Hmm. And remember, I gave up on going to coffee places.
Yeah, that was very
Starbucks,
extremely short-lived.
Well, it was like $4 for a coffee, and I did the math, and
you didn't even last a whole day. It was like the next morning.
I was so mad, though.
You were mad,
$4 for every time I go in there for a small coffee?
No, it's illicit.
It adds up.
It is definitely a thing that you could save a lot of money on if you make your own coffee.
I didn't have willpower on that. But the new place, I drive by Starbucks now and thumb my nose at them. This place is so good.
Hmm. You're just going to reject your Seattle roots like that?
Well, that's the breaks. Raise your standards.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hawks-Bucks Eastern Conference Finals Game 5 is featured on the free-to-play Fox Bet Super 6 app. Scan the QR code below, download the app, and answer 6 questions about tonight's game for your shot to win $1,000.
So Joy and I are really fascinated by you can pay college athletes, and I was thinking about something. So Cameo is this little platform you can use. I was always very reluctant to do Cameo. They asked me for years and years and years. And then I called Carissa Thompson, who works at Fox, and I said, you do it. Is it okay? And she said, yeah, it's like you connect with people. It's really, really cool. So I did it for Father's Day. And it's, you really do. You people say, hey, my dad, it's a Father's Day. My first Father's Day as a dad, or my dad's 60. And you do it, and it takes you a minute or two. And the people send you wonderful reviews back. It is really cool. But it will be a great device for college athletes. So let's say I'm an Oklahoma booster and we're recruiting somebody. Just tell the kid to sign up on Cameo, ask for $1,000.
Well, and you then, can't, this isn't going to apply to recruiting.
Yeah, but
this is after they commit.
Okay, but once you commit, when you go to this said university, you sign up on Cameo, $9.99, $1,000 per Cameo, and you have boosters call.
Absolutely.
And the kid
and
makes
why shouldn't that student be able to sit on Cameo
all day and
send a message to a huge
and
fan?
And make 50 grand.
Yes. Why shouldn't they? How in the world is that affecting their education or their ability to play on the field?
The winner in this is Cameo.
Yes, Cameo is
that's
a big winner. But it's also like that's silly. Like, make an argument for why that student athlete should not be allowed to be on Cameo.
I can't.
It's nonsense.
But it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, just absolutely.
Sign up, and once you
that's
come here,
that's the point. Make money off of your likeness. Why couldn't Reggie Bush do an autograph signing and make money off of his own autograph? It's the same thing as Cameo. Like, that's why it's like it's literally silly.
But Cameo, you don't even have to talk to the people. You can sit there in your
dorm
room and just let the cabbage roll in.
Now, I do think this is also an opportunity for these programs to enter into a space of financial literacy, get these guys set up and women with proper financial managers and accountants, and you can sign with agencies so that you're, you know, managing that money that other students probably don't have the opportunity to make because they're not in the celebrity status that you are. But that's a good thing. So now you're learning about finances at an earlier age.
That's a really good way to look at it. Joe Varden's a senior NBA writer for The Athletic, former Cavs reporter. He's covering the Bucks and the Hawks series, which I don't know how watchable it'll be tonight. No Giannis and no Trae Young, and he is joining us now live. He's on the road covering that Eastern Conference final. By the way, you know, I said this earlier. I don't want to hear excuses. The Clippers went into Phoenix and beat the Suns without Kawhi Leonard, which is virtually impossible in the last month. Milwaukee should win tonight. Brooklyn, they still have size. They're not a tiny team. Like, I think Milwaukee should win tonight, should they not?
Well, I think I'd go the other way. I think the Hawks are deeper. I think that Giannis and Chris Middleton are better than the Hawks' best players or two best players right now because those guys are so young. But I think the Hawks have more options. And if Bogdanovich is going to play like a real NBA player, which is certainly what he did in game four, I mean, that changes things. And, you know, you've got Lou Williams out there settling things down, and they just seem more diverse and more dynamic as an offense. So I'm pretty concerned for the Bucks right now.
Yeah. What did you make last night? You know, I had said this before you came on the air regards to Kawhi Leonard, in that if he is the cake, not the icing. The cake was made in San Antonio before he got there. The cake was made in Toronto. Lowry was the soul of the team. For both, he could be a shot maker. But the Clippers made him the cake. He's the guy, right? And when he's the guy, you know, Raja Bell said it the other day on the show, the lines of communication get broken if Kawhi's in it because he's not communicative. I mean, even his injury now, Joe, we don't know when he's going to play. We don't know what it is. He doesn't have an agent. So is the reality of what the Clippers have been the last 2 years, which is disappointing in the regular season, should be a higher seed, don't get there, and in the postseason you cross your fingers. If Kawhi's your guy, this is kind of what you'll be. Some nights great, other nights are a question.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's funny. I've been listening to you for years and years and years, and the way that you come up with some of these analogies and Kawhi is the cake. I go back to the 2019 run with the Raptors, and he changed them in the playoffs, and he was the most dominant player in that series and the way he just controlled the tempo and pace made me really believe that he might have been the best player in the NBA at the time. You know, I think when you start talking about these last 2 years, though, I'm not sure that you can know exactly what to make of it because, yes, last season was a disaster, but it was in a test tube down there in Disney. And then this year, I mean, I don't know how hurt he was, but I you know, that it looked like he really did twist his knee. And you know, everybody's getting hurt throughout the league. So I think you said it as well. If you're the Clippers, you want him back and you want to run it back. I just think they need to upgrade at the point guard position.
Yes.
I think they need a little bit more shooting and they'll be fine.
Yeah, no, I think they're a really good basketball team, and I think Paul George and Kawhi both have some incredible similarities. They're just big, long, strong wings that can get you a bucket, they can get you a stop. Kawhi's the better player, and to your point, I think they do need help at the point guard position. For years, I've always had a soft spot for athletes. You know, Peyton Manning was the number one high schooler. Then he goes to Tennessee, was a football power. And then he goes to, you know, Bill Polian's a Hall of Fame executive. And it's a real linear experience. And that doesn't mean, you know, that I don't think Peyton's great. But that's rare. Like, it just kind of works. Magic Johnson inherits Kareem and the Buss family. It's like, boy, that's a good way to go. But Chris Paul goes to New Orleans. There's Katrina. He leaves. He's going to go to the Lakers. The commissioner said no. He goes to the Clippers. Then he goes to the tanking Thunder. And I last night felt like he deserved it. He, you know what I mean? I felt for Chris like this guy has had one nonsense obstacle. You followed him for years. Have you always understood how great he is, or did you need this series to kind of, you know, for you to go, wow, he's special? How have you viewed him?
No, I've thought he was a special player for a long time, and I think he's had a reputation as somebody who can rub co-stars the wrong way. He can be grating, he can be demanding, but you always saw it on the floor. I think for me, Chris Paul's legacy was an unfortunate one because he just got hurt at the worst times. I mean, the hamstring injury and whatever year that was with the Rockets absolutely cost them a chance at the finals. They had the Warriors on the ropes and that did them in. And what, to me, in part what makes this run so remarkable now for Chris Paul is that he had two things go wrong that in years past would have maybe derailed him. I mean, he had the shoulder injury against the Lakers and then this COVID-19 stuff. And instead of having either one of those things derail him and derail his team, which is, again, what has happened so many times to him in the past, they were able to hang on and wait till he could come back and get healthy and reassert himself. And then last night in the second half, obviously, was maybe as good as he's ever been. Just an incredible story.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You're going to be covering Team USA basketball this summer in Vegas and in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And we were saying it this week. So Damian Lillard doesn't get heavily recruited, goes to Weber State. And then he goes there for years. Nobody pays attention. Then he goes to Portland, geographically isolated. And even though he's been great, he feels a little different, you know, geographically. He didn't get the love early. Now he's up in the Pacific Northwest. And now he gets invited to the cool kids party. And yeah. I think he's a great guy. But we know the history of the Redeem Team 2016. When dudes play together, they're recruiting each other. And you're going to be there covering it. I do believe it's going to have a massive influence on Damian Lillard, who I think at his heart is a loyal guy. Is that something you're going to watch closely, just kind of the whole Dame situation? Because I would be fascinated to see who he hangs with, who he's comfortable with, who he plays well with.
Yeah, I think that's certainly one of the storylines, one of the driving storylines going into Las Vegas. I do think it's interesting, Colin. First of all, the reason it's a storyline, of course, is he is quasi already, you know, signaling that he's about ready to ask to be moved, which we know now in the league that happens, that those requests get granted. So the question becomes where, and so you're right. He comes into this situation where historically super teams come together. But the interesting thing to me was the average age per player on Team USA this year, something like 28 and a half, 29. So on average, these players are in their prime and kind of inching, you know, towards the later stages of that prime. So I don't know long-term who is going to formulate the next super team. When it comes to Damian Lillard, though, he's going to get a chance to be around these dynamic personalities. He's already close with Greg Popovich. They've been forming a relationship over the last year. And he's going to get a chance to play for him. He's never had an experience like that before. And you're right. I mean, he's going to have a chance to become celebrated in a way that he really hasn't been before on a stage that he hasn't played on before. It'll be interesting to see how much of the limelight he commands with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is already, he's about to become the all-time leading scorer for points in Team USA history. He, in his last game, he scored 48. He's obviously back at the top of his game. So we'll see who the alpha male is on this club, but it's going to be a wild ride for Dame and certainly the thing that I'm paying attention to.
Yeah, it's really interesting you bring that up, that the average player is almost 29. So yeah. These guys are in the championship years. They've made their money. That's not the discussion. It's not a money discussion. Right. It is a, dude, you got to win now. You got your money. You've got your second. He's got his music. He's got his money. He's got his legacy. He's a first ballot. You want to win. That's fascinating. 29 years old is the average age. Interesting stuff. All right, Joe Vardon, senior writer, NBA, The Athletic. I'll be reading your stuff and promoting it. We'll have you on again. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.
That Dame thing is fascinating. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card into your first year automatically. No limit. Get used to hearing yes. Discover.com/yes. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So Doug Peterson's time with the Eagles came to an end in January after 5 seasons with the team.
Kind of ugly.
It was very ugly. He did not get a head coaching job this offseason, but he's still hoping he will get another chance to lead an NFL team someday.
The competitor inside wants to continue to compete, and hopefully I get an opportunity to lead another football team and do the same things again, and learn from the last 5 years. What a great teaching moment for me. I always talk about, we learn from failures and different things like that. I don't want to say that this was a failure, but at the same time, I want to learn from the last 5 years moving forward in my next opportunity.
Why shouldn't Doug Peterson get another opportunity?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, coaches are rarely picky. Be picky. Go find a franchise with a good young quarterback. Like Urban Meyer would not take Jacksonville unless Trevor Lawrence was coming out.
Yeah.
That's the reason he took the job. Like, be picky. A lot of these coaches just, get me a job. And it's like Vic Fangio was older and never had a head job. So Vic Fangio's like, give me a job. The guy that got the job with the Texans, he was never going to get a head job.
That got the job with the Eagles.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, Doug Peterson is going to get another job. Dude, John Gruden left for a decade, came back. Joe Gibbs left forever. Like, Doug Peterson's good enough. Wait. You won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Just wait.
Or take a coordinator position and build that team up and then get another job. I don't know why specifically he didn't take one this year. Maybe he was offered one and wasn't the right situation, or maybe he wasn't just because of the way things ended with the Eagles.
Who's going to be – I don't mean to ad lib this. What job – what's a hot seat job next year?
Well, listen, the Texans did just hire, you never know how that's going to play out.
Cardinals, Arizona. Arizona, there you go. That's the job.
I think they'll give him another year after. Depending on how this goes, I think it would have to really be a disaster.
Kingsbury, though, that feels like if it went sideways, late in the year, you lose 4 or 5. The owner's not in a good mood. You were in the playoffs, and you had a bad December. Then you lose your gig.
Matt Nagy in Chicago, possibly. I think he bought himself a little bit of time with bringing in Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple other teams, but I don't think, look, every year we go into the season thinking that everybody's going to be fine with the exception of one or two teams. And then at the end of the season, we have 8 coaching openings. But he could get a high level coordinator job or just wait for the right opportunity, like you said, but he won a Super Bowl in his second season with the Eagles and had a 42-37-1 record. Like, Doug Peterson is a head coach in this league.
Also, Joy, what if Nick Sirianni just...
Well, I don't think they would bring him back.
No. But if it's awful, it makes Doug look better.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Doug leaves. They go 1-15. Everybody's like, oh, my God, Peterson held that shipwreck together.
Well, we know now there was a lot more dysfunction in that organization than, just him and Carson Wentz not getting along. Like, a lot of things fell apart, and a lot of it was ego grabs. And now we will see if the ego grab was worth it. Not saying that, Doug Peterson may have contributed to some of what fell apart there. When you win a Super Bowl, everyone starts wanting to get credit for why that happens.
That place was petty quote junction. That place was leaks and ridiculous.
Everybody doesn't have to get credit for everything. Like, you guys won. As a collective, you got credit for what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the Clippers season's over. Game 6 loss to the Suns. Not having Kawhi Leonard for the series was a huge blow to the team. And Paul George is confident things would have went differently if Kawhi was out there.
Oh, we would be going on. The series would have been a lot different. Talk about one of the best players in the league. being out. Yet we were, you know, inches, you know, away from getting to the next round. So definitely it's a what if on this. Factor matters. We didn't do enough. We didn't do enough to win. And it's the reason we're going home.
You weren't inches. Last night was a blowout.
Yeah, it wasn't inches.
But feet. I would have loved to see Kawhi out there. I would have loved to see the Clippers have. I want to see everybody be healthy. Like, I wish Giannis was healthy. I wish Trae Young was healthy. Like, I would want everyone to be healthy. Anthony Davis was healthy. Like, that's what we all envision, right? But it never plays out that way. Which I do think that some of the shortened offseason and some of the condensed season has contributed to some of the injuries. But if you look back historically, there's always injuries in the postseason.
Always.
They always play a factor one way or the other.
Always.
You get breaks. Luck favors the prepared. And look, I love Kawhi. I wish he was there, but the Clippers didn't do enough.
I thought it was a
great series.
Wildly entertaining series.
It was a great series. A little update on Pat Beverly, by the way. He has tweeted an apology to Chris Paul.
Let me see it before I commend him.
CP3, emotions got the best of me last night, gang. My bad wasn't meant for you. Congrats on making it to the finals. Best of luck.
All right. Apology accepted.
Yeah,
was not happy last night, though.
It was ridiculous.
If Patrick Beverly would like to come
ridiculous
on the show
behavior.
And be held accountable for his actions, I'm certainly here for it.
I think apologies accepted. I'm glad Chris Paul didn't get hurt. It was not the move. Also, an update on tonight's game. The Bucks have announced Giannis is out for Game 5 with a hyperextended knee. There's no update on Trae Young or Clint Capella yet, but both of them are listed as questionable tonight. Fox Bet has the Bucks favored at -3.
That's about right. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Summer's here. Get active. Shed pounds. Try M-Drive Boost and Burn, the supplement that makes you look and feel good. MDriveForMen.com. Free shipping. MDriveForMen.com. So we had this thing planned on Chris Paul, this great game. We're going to do it tomorrow. I don't want to rush through it. Joy is joining me. So college athletes can be paid. And so I was just thinking, I have a restaurant a chain here called Herd Burger. It's very popular. It's in Hermosa and Torrance. We're building another one. I'm not going to tell you where. So I said the Joy, because I'm a huge college football fan, and I live in a city with USC, the Trojans, and UCLA, the Bruins.
Correct.
Now, I'm considered more of a USC honk. But
yes.
I like Chip Kelly. I talked to him. I like Chip. I wouldn't do anything to dog Chip. But what could I do? And then I just came up with a great idea, is that I could invite a USC football player to my restaurant and just come here and sign some autographs, and I can pay you $10,000. And now I'm not paying a recruit. He's already on the school.
Yeah, it can't be recruits.
But it should be noted, if you came to USC, maybe you could get that $10,000 envelope, and it would be totally legal, right?
Yes. Now, there are still some protocols.
Like what?
Like, they are going to limit, you know, if players can wear, you know, say, we're just using USC as an example, like USC shirts or jerseys, so
right.
Maybe he has to show up in like a Trojan red shirt instead
right.
of actually wearing the logo of the school. So there'll be things like that in place, and you know, certain companies won't be able to advertise with players, obviously, if it's something is like borderline illegal, or you know, it's maybe it's marijuana companies or something like that. Like, I don't have all the details with that, but there's still going to be some protocols. But rather than, you know, sliding that 10 grand in an envelope under the table,
why don't you just give him above the table?
You can just give him a check above the table, and then you write it off as advertising costs or whatever.
It will be my 7-time annual USC player comes to Herd Burger and gets a fat check sale.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what professional athletes do. Like, it's just not going to be
right.
different than if Jared Goff, when he was with the Rams, Matthew Stafford comes down to Herd Burger and does an appearance at Herd Burger, and you give him a check for staying there, and people come and see Matthew Stafford at Herd Burger. The only difference is it would be a college athlete. They can make money off their likeness now.
Wow. Love having influence in the industry. So, but I mean, people freaked out. It's just everybody wants definitive answers on this stuff. And let's be honest about it. Cannabis is the great example. You could always, players are already getting paid in college sports. We know that.
Correct.
You could always get cannabis. I grew up in Washington State. You could always get it. I wasn't a big pot smoker, but I had friends who were. You could always get it.
They've been smoking the pot for a long time, those pots.
Yeah. And then it was legalized. Everybody's like, whoa, everybody's going to become a pothead. And it's like, no. In fact, it doesn't make wake and bake guy wake up earlier and bake more. In fact, you could argue some of the wake and bakers don't bake as much. They just wake because it's now more expensive, because it's now a competitive market.
Yep.
And, it's out there. And so the wake and bakers aren't baking more.
Yeah, I mean, nothing is everything at all. Like, it's what we said earlier. It's panic porn. It's going to be fine. There's college, the college students, they have jobs. Kids who are in school and academic scholarships have jobs. They still manage to make everything happen.
Yeah.
There's really no need to overreact to this. It's going to be clunky at first, like everything is, and then they'll sort it out.
Pac-12, I don't trust Pac-12 leadership historically. They screw everything up. But I would just, if I ran the Pac-12 with all these Silicon Valley corporations right up the road, I'd go to Apple and Google and YouTube and Facebook, and up in Oregon, I'd go to Nike, Microsoft in Seattle, especially the Apple and YouTube, because all the kids have Apple phones, iPhones. They go to YouTube all day, and I'd say, you got Pac-12 graduates all over these things, Stanford graduates, Cal graduates, UCLA graduates, SC graduates, Washington's a great tech school. I mean, like, let's go. Let's have we'll figure this thing out, but let's take care of it, and we can balance the scales.
What will happen to SEC football?
Vern and Julie will still go to the big games in the Winnebago on Wednesday and have a time of their lives.
Everything will be fine. Maybe there'll be more parity in college sports now. Isn't that what everybody's always yelling for, is parity?
Oh, I'm going to be so aggravating on this. Herdburger. You know what? Our new slogan, Herdburger. We hand out cash.
No, checks. It's got to
checks. Casper's 4th of July sales here. Bed white and blue sale. 30% off mattresses, sheets, bundles, and more. We will see you tomorrow on a Friday, the 3rd.